Good morning, family. Welcome to 5 Minutes to Live By. I'm Pastor Will, and we're excited about spending a few times with you weekdays, just sharing of God's goodness. We're excited about the word that we're going to share today about the strong man. The enemy has bound too many of our brothers, but we're going to reclaim our role as the priest, the prophet, the provider, and the protector. Oh, we coming for you, devil. We coming for your throat. Bam, we're coming for your neck. God gave us the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. God has given us power to put our foot on your neck. We bind you. You used to be the strong man of this earth, but Jesus said, behold, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Jesus died and snatched that power back. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So come on in, say something to me. Hit those likes and shares and love us. We're to those of you that are joining me live and to those that are on the podcast, thank you for following us and streaming with us, sharing that, listening to it in the car. We thank God for you and for your spirit and for your presence. So let's jump into this strong man. The Bible says in Mark 3:27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man and then he will spoil his goods. Now, Jesus gave us that passage of scripture. He was actually responding to people who was trying to say that he was had the works of the enemy. He said, no, the enemy, hallelujah, said, you know, I wouldn't destroy my own home. If that was my home, I'd take care of my home. So if I'm destroying Satan's kingdom, then clearly I can't be with him. He was the strong man of this earth. I came to bind him and wrest that power and control from him, which he did. And so now what the enemy does is, since he can't have the earth, he attacks one family at a time, and he takes the strong man out of the home so that he can spoil the wives. And what by spoil, I mean take possession of, take control of. When you see a woman that's in constant survival mode, children that are angry with wrath because they didn't have that strong man, that woman had to go without being loved properly. Those children had to go without nurturing and admonition. They went without training and discipline. It provoked them to wrath and anger. And so we have to take our roles, men. We already talked about being the priest, the one that goes to God, being the prophet, the one that comes from God with the word. He goes to God to advocate for the family. He comes from God with a word of direction and vision for the family. He is also the provider. He meets the needs of the family. And then finally, today we're talking about the protector, the strong man. We must remain strong, brothers. Ladies, if you have a man in your life, pray for him. Don't tear him down if you're a little sorry. Speak to his future then if you can't speak to his present. Call those things that be not as though they were. Tearing a man down ain't gonna make him strong. But the Bible says a wise woman builds her house. That means that she builds her man because he's the protector. And so we need strong men. We don't need women trying to assume the responsibility of a man. You can lower your voice, but you can't be a man. You can, you know, get husky, but you can't be a man. At best, you can be a facsimile. You can be a stand-in, which a lot of ladies have had to do. But we need our men who are built for this, who are called to this, who God says, husbands, love your wives as I have loved the church. That's our calling, to love them with a sacrificial, unconditional love, to love them with a covering love, a love that covers a multitude of sins, and to present them the glorious family like Christ presents us to God as the glorious church. We are men, the groom. And we're here to protect our wives and protect our children. Hallelujah. And so as we continue in this teaching, I'm going to share more about this on tomorrow, but it is imperative that we reclaim our role as the priest, the prophet, the provider, and the protector. It is imperative, men, that we take ownership and responsibility of those that we have brought into this world, that would be our children, and those that we have committed committed in this world, that would be our wives, that we will stand and be the man, the strong man that God has called us to be. Hallelujah. To do your part, to stay on that wall, to keep fighting for those babies, fighting to let those young boys know what a real man, a strong man looks like, that he is a church going, he's a preaching, he's a worshiping, he's a bearer of the word. Let those young people and those daughters see what a strong man looks like, so she ain't confused when she go out into the world. She said, no, that don't look like my daddy, because my daddy was a strong man and I want a strong man. Nope, that don't look like my daddy, because my daddy was a praying man and I want a praying man. I need someone that stays before God, that seeks the face of God, that understands that their power is through the power of God, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. My time is up, but let's pray for our men, ladies. Let's pray for our men. Let's pray for all those that we're connected with. Brothers, I need you to become prayer warriors. I need you to be that strong man so that our homes are not being bound. Hallelujah. We want those brothers that have been locked up to come out of that prison system and assume their role as the strong man. We need those that are struggling with their sexuality to come out of that, get into the word of God, and allow God to cause you to be the strong man to protect our homes and our households. My time is up, but remember this. Don't just live life, live a victorious life, and have an amazing day. Command your morning, the strong man. Y'all be blessed.